The system works. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you all about it next on MHSAA Perspective. The cynical newspaper writer at the other end of the telephone line thought he knew it all when it came to how the MHSAA process worked. You guys never grant any waiver of the rules, he blurted out. A television reporter, upon learning a local student athlete had been granted waiver of a rule after his school went through the appeals process, asked me, "Aren't you guys going to issue a statement or a press release?" The illustrations here may involve the media, but when it comes to the application of rules and regulations and the process for requesting a waiver of the rules, the media, the general public, and even some school people themselves don't always understand, but realize that the process whereby schools create rules and be the first line of enforcement through their voluntary membership in the Michigan High School Athletic Association is one that has stood the test of time. When schools join the MHSAA every year by school board resolution, they accept the rules they created that make up the MHSAA handbook. They also agree to be the first line of enforcement of the rules and their penalties as a requirement of being able to participate in the association's postseason tournaments in 28 sports. Local enforcement of the rules is a pretty common thing. Not a week goes by where a school administrator contacts the MHSAA office to inform us that an ineligible player had participated, that the school was enforcing the rule by forfeiting the contest, and that they had already contacted the other school to let them know. We respond with a letter thanking them for holding up their end of the deal. Sometimes whether a rule has been broken isn't a clear-cut thing. At that point, a school contacts the MHSAA office where the situation is reviewed, and the MHSAA staff helps the school determine the outcome and what penalties, if any, apply. If after going through that first part of the process, a school feels the decision reached in consultation with the MHSAA staff should be reversed, it has the privilege of appealing that decision to the MHSAA Executive Committee, which is made up of members of the association's governing body, the Representative Council. The Executive Committee's job is to give further review to such situations, meeting monthly during the school year to consider appeals. Now, for my writer friend who says waiver is never granted, in the last 5 years, the Executive Committee has heard an average of nearly 500 appeals and has granted an average of over 360 waivers annually. Do the math. Nearly 74% of requested waivers, many for transfer from one school to another for extenuating circumstances, are granted. And for my television friend who was waiting for his press release, the day he called the office, the executive committee had acted on over 50 waiver requests, and about 10 of those were from his community. I'd be doing press releases for a month after every meeting if he had his way. What's disappointing for those 26% of the appeals which are not granted is that a number of them never should have been submitted by schools to begin with. School administrators who really don't understand that they are the MHSAA, not the staff in this office in East Lansing, nor their statewide board of peers, they submit baseless appeals even when history clearly illustrates that they won't pass muster. These administrators are simply trying to get parents off their backs by passing them on to the executive committee. Abuse of the system, yes, but regardless, they are availing themselves of what's available to them as a privilege of membership. Finally, there are situations schools find themselves in where they may have made an administrative error resulting in an ineligible youngster participating in a contest, or they've been duped by an unscrupulous parent in an effort to get around the rules. It's every school's responsibility to make sure that their student athletes are eligible in every way before they play, and right or wrong, it's every school's responsibility to accept and apply the penalty if it's discovered that an ineligible play. Those are the waivers that come through the executive committee that really hurt, because there's no way they can be granted. The rest of the membership expects the consistent application of the rules by their association. In other words, the system works. Applications for the 2009 MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance, are now available on the MHSAA website. 32 $1,000 scholarships will be granted to students who have won a varsity letter in sports prior to their senior year and have a minimum grade point average of 3.5. Click on Schools and then Students on the MHSAA website for more information. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.